This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should be favored. This is how it should go. The Bills are the better team at literally every position except for tight end.
I can tell you who Kansas City doesn't want to see, and that's Joe Burrow in Cincinnati.
The best player living is Lamar Jackson.
Buffalo, I want Mahomes on the deck.
I think Josh Allen is more valuable to his team.
They should have lost it. They could have lost the Bucs. They got so lucky against Denver. Sorry, Kansas City. You're not even close. That's like comparing Picasso with a kindergarten finger painter.
Regardless of the outcome, I'm taking Josh Allen every single time.
Chiefs have the ball at their own 44. 8 seconds left, down three. Safeties are back for the Bills. Mahomes takes a snap on the near hash. Goes down the middle to Kelce, 35, down to the 31. Timeout called by the Chiefs. Timeout at the 31-yard line with 3 seconds left, and here comes Butker, a 25-yard pass play. Placement down. Bass's kick is up, and the kick is no good! A little prophecy! Tyler Bass has struggled, and he just misses the kick. The Buffalo Bills win a fake on the left side, and the Chiefs knock him down. They hold the fort. Buffalo tries a fake on fourth down and five, and the Chiefs defend it perfectly. 40, 35, 30, Cheetah in full speed, 10 to the 5-yard line. You play and press, the Cheetah will run you all the way around the earth. With 13 seconds to go in the game, a 36-33 lead for Buffalo.
The play to Travis, I mean, it was kind of a thing where he wasn't necessarily supposed to do that, but after the timeout, we got to look at what the defense was doing, and he actually said it to me.
Do it, do it. And I was just like, all right, here we go, boys.
You remember the Top Gun, the first Top Gun movie, when they were ripping the pilots, and Tom Skerritt walks out, and they said, well, that'll pretty much cover the flyby. Guess what? This will pretty much cover the fact that Patrick Mahomes, coming into this game, had never won a road playoff game. He has now, and he does it in Buffalo. It's his 40th win on the road.
There it is, Matt Camare. That's Samare introduction there for you for this game against Buffalo. Oh, dog, I'm excited.
I am too. I'm ready to go.
If you're some food on Sunday, I got some bad news for some food on Sunday.
Getting smashed?
Yeah.
Smash.
Before we get to Vinny, you had one little nugget you wanted to bring back up.
One more little nugget about the stadium. I know some people wonder.
Hurry up, I really got to get to Vinny.
Yeah, no, we'll get to Vinny here in a second, of course. But I was told by a source about the stadiums. Like, some people wonder if Kansas could support two stadiums, and I was told, yes, Kansas could support two new buildings. So just kind of keep that
in
mind.
Can you just wake me up when it's over, please?
I'm with you. 100%. Okay. 100%
please.
On that.
Please.
And we're not the only ones. People that are involved in this are like, can you just tell me when it's over?
What's
I'm like, I'll
do terrible Green Day song. Wake me up when September ends.
Yeah.
Hate that song.
Do you really?
I don't like it.
I don't like September, so I'm always good about when September ends.
It was one
ends.
Of those that like went too long. Like, it was good when it came out. I liked it, and then it was just
overplayed.
Like, and it's very morbid. I think it's about the death of a family member for the lead singer of Green Day. I could be wrong, but I don't hate it for that reason. It's just like, I'd be in my car, sunny day, be like, I walk in, I'm like, okay, God. All right.
God, Green Day was so good, though, back in the day.
Vinny, what's going on, my man? How are you, sir?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing this morning?
We're excited to talk to you, Vinny, because you not only do you own Casey's Black Rock Bar in Buffalo, but you were also the guy who gave the Super Bowl trophy to Patrick Mahomes at the parade that everybody knows about. What's the mood up there in Buffalo this week as our Chiefs get ready to come up there and tackle their Bills?
It's pretty tense up here right now. Looking forward to a to a classic, just like every other one of these games, man.
But if people up there have told us apathy has been a word that's used for Buffalo fans, a lose-lose situation is another term that people have used for this game up there in Buffalo. What's the real pulse of the fan up there?
I think their fans are pretty confident this week, honestly, coming into this game. I think they forget who they're dealing with. I think they forget that, we're the reigning, defending two-time Super Bowl champions. So I think it's time to remind them.
So I just need to ask you a question. Are you hiring? Because somebody told me that I suck and I need to go back to serving tables. So I need to get that out of the way.
If you're looking for some holiday shifts, I can probably shuffle some things around.
Holiday shifts, that's where we start off with. You're a tough negotiator. What's the scene like on a Sunday Chiefs-Bills game?
It's the most wild place in America. I can promise you that. Not only are we the only Chiefs bar in Buffalo, but there has never been another backer, bar of any sort here. So the fact that it's a Chiefs one during this historic rivalry over the past, five seasons, it gets pretty unhinged, man.
How did you become a Chiefs bar in Buffalo? Walk us through the history.
So I took over this bar about 7 years ago. I did a two-year renovation of the building, and I was like, the hell with it, man. I've been a Chiefs fan my whole life. I'm just going to make it a Chiefs backer bar. We had opened probably week 13 of the 2019-2020 season when we beat San Francisco the first time, and everyone was cool with it. It was the Chiefs, they're harmless. They weren't rivals yet. Fast forward, the next season we're playing each other in the AFC Championship game, and it's a whole different tone around here.
How's business on a game day for you?
I mean, it's busy both ways. It's busy for the Bills fans. It's busy for the Chiefs fans. Luckily, they rarely play at the same time, so we can be separated.
So do you have Bills fans that come into the bar, or do they look at your place and they go, this is a voodoo joint?
No, so it's like the narrative that you're a Chiefs bar until Sunday, and they just come in heavy all the time. But they play nice with the Chiefs fans that are in there every week, too. So it's a good kind of recipe and mixture in there, and everyone plays nice. So we're pretty lucky, honestly.
Never been a fight?
Never. Not a single problem ever, especially during a game. I mean, so no one speaks to each other after the third quarter.
Okay.
Sales plummet.
Yeah. Really?
Because everyone's so goddamn tense. They're just staring at the TV. So sales plummet, conversations and, social, they just cease. And then everyone's just staring at those TVs, man. I anticipate the same thing on Sunday. If it's a close game, especially.
What's the number one beer sale? Is it Labatt Blue? Is that weird for me to ask that?
What's weird? Like, we're a Miller High Life bar, man.
Yes. Yes.
Champagne and beers, baby.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
God, we just became best friends. That's all I drink. Bush Light.
I've been drinking High Life since they were like $8 for a 30 rack.
Oh, man.
And
you get
it. We'd pool our money together in high school and buy 100 beers for the weekend and, probably drink 40 of them.
Yeah, quick trip here. You can get a six-pack of Tall Boys for $5.94.
Ooh, love that.
Yes,
love that.
That's 8 beers and 6 cans.
We've been actually selling a lot of garage beer, too, lately.
Oh, yeah. That's actually a good beer.
It's the most crushable beer you've ever consumed ever.
Yeah,
I can probably drink 100 of those on a Sunday.
And so, I'm not a huge beer drinker anymore because I'm fat. But I had one a couple weeks ago, and I'm drinking this. I'm going, this is really good. Like, I could find myself drinking about 30 garage beers.
Crushable,
very crushable. Yeah, shout out Kelsey Brothers.
Yeah. So let's make a deal here, Vinny. Okay.
I'm all ears.
If the Bills and Chiefs play in the AFC Championship game, Bob, Mac, and myself come to your bar and do our show Friday from your bar.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now,
Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The invitation is open and you are welcome.
But what if the game's here?
Doesn't matter.
All right, you still want to go to Buffalo? And do
I want to go to the enemy's backyard and drink Miller High Life the entire show from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and just have some fun.
That sounds fantastic.
All right, it's marked down.
If the game is there, then I'll see you 2 weeks after the game at the parade.
No doubt. Yeah, we'll absolutely
I'll take that
again.
Damn trophy from you then myself.
Are you going to the game on Sunday, or are you going to be sitting at the bar?
So I've actually missed two out of the last three of these games at the bar. I got to be there. You know, I have to be at the bar. I got to take my medicine. I got to be right in the thick of it. Plus, I don't know if I can go to that stadium and, behave myself. So,
if you come to Missouri, I can get you some medicine.
Trust me. I visited last week for the game. Oh. I was there for the Broncos game.
Heavily dosed up. There you go.
You should have hit us up. We would have had you at the tailgate.
I didn't even not even think. We had a customer come into the bar, and he had such a good time. He gifted us some suite tickets. And then it all kind of happened super fast. You know, I traveled alone. And then shout out KCPD. They hooked me up with a field pass pregame and walking over a game ball. So those guys, Derek McCollum, KCPD, really appreciate you guys.
They're awesome.
Made it really, really special for me last weekend, man. And I will not forget that.
That is spectacular. So if Chiefs fans are traveling to Buffalo, which I think they are, where do they find your bar? How do they get a reservation? All that kind of good stuff.
Just look us up, Casey's Black Rock. We're at 44 Amherst Street in Buffalo, man. Just walk through the front door and enjoy the ride.
What's the specialty?
Guys, they started coming in last night, actually.
Oh, awesome.
I had a 4-pack at about 9 o'clock. I hung out for a while. Nice. Brought them behind the bar, took some pictures. It was awesome, man. I'm actually, I got some buddies coming and they're flying in at noon and they're staying in the office upstairs at the bar.
Hell yeah.
So we anticipate it to be a pretty wild weekend, and we're excited to see all the fans.
What's the specialty of the house? What are people going to grub on there?
Wings. I mean, what else is there in Buffalo, right?
That's true. I heard the pizza and the beef on Weck are pretty good, though.
Really, really good. Really good beef on Weck. We do a really good Reuben. We do really good burger. I mean, our food is really good. I mean, it's really, really good, simple bar food that's done really well. Shout out to our chef, Jeff.
There we go.
Who just kills it every day. Love that guy.
Well, shout out to you, Vinny Garofalo. We appreciate you. Cheers, and we'll see you in the AFC Championship game.
Guys, I'll see you. Take care. Go Chiefs.
You got it, brother. Take care.
There he is. Vinny Garofalo, our bar insider. Somebody on the text line. My stepson lives there. Next time I'm up there, I'm there.
Yeah.
And then just champagne and beers. God bless you. Praise be.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.